This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
So we designed this thing, and it looked like it was going to work perfect. We designed a latch on it to retract it and everything, and it worked extremely well. The guy could reach out and pull this latch and let this door, this ramp slide out and roll out in place as he pulled up to an airplane. All this looked extremely good and well. I was really pleased, as I thought God had helped me to design this. No doubt he had. But I obviously hadn't listened completely through in detail, because what happened is I'm asking the Lord to show me how to design this piece of equipment, and I'm getting these thoughts coming to my mind. Obviously, God is revealing to me how to do this. And I get it done, and I think I'm through with it. And I start to drive over to the other side of the airport to look at something. And when I did, I'm driving along, and all of a sudden, I see an open vision like an airplane with a truck pulled up to it with this ramp coming out. Everything is, this is taking seconds for this to happen. I watch a man cater an airplane. I watch him remove the ramp that he puts over the top of that when that goes inside the airplane. I see him fixing to move, get ready to let the truck down whenever the girl from inside says something to him, and he goes back and walks across this little temporary ramp, back in and gets some things, and then walks back out and steps down again on this little platform that's on rollers. And he stops right in the middle of it, and all of a sudden the girl says something inside the airplane, and he turns and leans back to see what she's saying. And when he leans backward against the side of the airplane, his feet is on a platform that has rollers on it. So naturally, it shoots back inside, and he folds up and falls about 10 feet to the ground and hits right on the concrete on his back. And the vision was over. I thought, Lord, that's awesome. I didn't even go where I was going. I immediately turned around, went right back over to the truck with this ramp on it that we just designed. And I walked up to the front of it, and I said, Lord, I got to have knowledge and wisdom and understanding how to build a latch that will automatically lock where that this truck will not do this. Nobody can get hurt on this thing. And right in front of my eyes, I saw this latch appear on this truck. God had given me an open vision of how to design this latch that would be perfect. It was counterbalanced and everything. So I immediately took a piece of paper and a pencil, and I immediately went there and I began to draw this thing out in detail. When I drew this thing out in detail, I got one of the guys over there and I said, you see this latch? I want to build this and put on that truck. He looked at that and he thought, that'll be simple enough to build. He said, I can build that. I said, okay, build it and put it on there and let's see how it works. I should have known it would have worked perfect because I got the vision from God. Well, the young man built it. We put it on there and hooked it up. And when I came, he called me and said, it's ready. I went down and looked at it. And he said, this is absolutely a perfect. He said, this is so simple. He said, I can't imagine. We didn't think of something like this before. But we didn't. But it's amazing how God can give us visions to show us how to do things. But that right there, he gave me a vision. I was able to put it down on pen and paper. We were able to build it and put it on a vehicle. And those vehicles, now all of them, have those latches on those ramps. And I guess, that, as far as I know, they've never had any more trouble with those things. It would be interesting years and years and years later, like it is now. One day, I might go back to one of those companies and see if they're still using those. Maybe those airplanes they needed those on, maybe they're not even there no more. I don't know. But at the time, that was something we needed, and God didn't want people to get hurt. So he gave me an open vision of how to build and design this piece of equipment. I've had many of those kind of visions in my life. As I have worked in the engineering world, God has shown me how to do great and wonderful things. He wants to protect his people from death. Now then, when he says it in visions, he also says in dreams. Now then, God will give you dreams. Everybody has dreams, but some people, they lock those dreams out. They don't want to hear those. But those dreams, God says, in the night, he even whispers in your ear to terrify you, to turn you from the pride of your ways, to save you from death. Isn't that amazing that he would make that statement? Let's look at that, see if we can find that again. It says, so, as they lie in their bed, he whispers in their ear and terrifies them with his warnings. Sometimes people would say, I had a dream last night that terrified me. I used to say, that has to be the devil. Well, it may be the devil, okay. God may be sending the devil to terrify you because he's trying to get your attention. But anyway, he terrifies us. He whispers in our ear and terrifies us with his warnings. God wants to save us. He says he causes them to change their minds. He keeps them from pride. By changing your mind, he keeps you from that pride. Now, that pride will kill you. Listen to what he says here. He keeps them from the grave. In other words, when he changed you to, and kept you from pride, he got you to change your mind and what you were doing and how you were thinking and what you were going to do, and that saved you from death. Listen to that one more time. He keeps them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. God is interested in keeping you healthy. He does not want you to die early. He's got a job for you to do on this earth. And many people will absolutely, totally refuse to listen. Even when these dreams terrify them, when they hear this, they will not stop doing what they're doing wrong. Some people see themselves out running around with some girl doing something they're not supposed to do, and then see themselves running off of a bridge and getting killed in an accident, and they wake up in terror just as the car goes over the cliff, and then they see they're in their home in bed, and they think, wow, is that a terrible dream? That was God sending you a dream telling you not to sin, because that's what it'll do. It'll bring forth death. A lot of people will continue to have those dreams and absolutely refuse to listen to God. What a shame. When they do, they wind up dying early. But God is trying to get our attention to save us from the grave, to save us from crossing over the river of death. Now then, in the NLT, it says or. In other words, right here when we say or, God is going to warn you another way. Now, he's talking to you. He's talking to you over and over and over again, and you're not listening. He's sending dreams and visions, and you're not listening. Then let's see what else God does. Let's say that he's warning you with everything. He's talking to you. He's sending you dreams and visions, and you still don't pay attention. He's trying his best to warn you. God is warning you, but you don't pay attention. You don't listen. Now, if you don't listen, it said, then God disciplines people. Now listen to what this says. God is the only one you have to make happy in the universe. You make him happy, you'll do what his word says, then you will make everybody around you happy. You will be the kind of guy that everybody will love because you're making God happy. Now then, he says there, God, if you do not listen to these dreams and visions and everything else that he's got for us here, his whispers in the night, on and on and on. He's trying to get our attention, but we absolutely will not listen. Then it says, God disciplines people with sickness and pain. God does that. It says God disciplines people with sickness and pain. Well, how does he do it? Well, he sends the devil. The devil works for God. The Lord defeated him 2,000 years ago. He's a defeated foe. And now then, he's totally under the control of God. Now it says, God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. They lose their appetites and do not care for even the most delicious food. They waste away to skin and bones. They are at death's door. The angel of death wait for them. Who sent that sickness and disease? Because you didn't listen? God did. What if you're sinning? What if you're living in sin? What if you're running around on your mate? What if you're stealing from your employer? What if you're lying, stealing, cheating? What if you're taking God's name in vain? What if you're just not putting God first? What if you're breaking the first commandment? If you will not listen to God, and you will not change, and you will not repent, then he says he will send sickness and pain into your body. And your bones will begin to waste away. And even those bones that were so well covered with flesh are now exposed, and there's nothing but skin there, and you are wasting away, and you're in such tremendous great pain in your flesh that you don't even want the most delicious foods. Somebody can set one of your favorite dishes, for a dessert, coconut cream pie or chocolate pie or some kind of cake or pecan pie and ice cream was your favorite dessert. You could care less what anybody sets in front of you. You don't want nothing. It says here that after God chastens you or disciplines you with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in your bones, that's coming from God. You will lose your appetite and you do not care for even the most delicious food. They waste away to skin and bones. They are at death's door. The angels of death wait for them. Now then, do you want to go there? Or do you want to hear God's voice? Do you want to hear his dreams, his visions, and do you want to obey? Well, do you want to walk in divine health? I want to walk in divine health. Divine health is much better. No pain, no sickness, no hospital bills. Divine health's the best way. Then he says in this next verse, but God will send a special messenger from heaven. But the way he quotes this, he says, but if a special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person to declare he is upright, God will be gracious and say, set him free. Do not make him die, for I have found a ransom for him. Then his body will become as healthy as a child's, firm and youthful again. Don't go there. Walk holy, walk in obedience to God's word, and spend time with God, and you can walk in divine health with no sickness and disease.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.